Synthaholics, it's the Rabbitable Podcast.
No chat, just two of us Synthaholics are your hosts today. I am Holly Michelle, and with me is...
Aaron O'Brien.
Yay!
I'm here!
Thanks for tuning into the show. If you've a mind to, please share the show with your friends, though maybe don't share your earbuds. Ugh.
Ugh, gross.
Tag us at Synthaholic Duo on Twitter. Join our Facebook group at facebook.com/groups/Synthaholics, or search for Synthaholics Podcast for article discussions, group conversations, Star Trek news, memes, etc., etc. But for now, it's time to talk Trek. Aaron, why don't you tell our listeners what we decided to talk about today?
Well, Holly, we are going to be talking about the Picard mini comic series Countdown. This is a 3-issue that is come out by IDW Comics, and they are kind of telling the backstory before we get the Picard series. Picard series is almost here. It's going to be debuting January 23rd in 2020. So they're kind of showing what's happening, what kind of led Picard to before the show. So we have only got the first 2 issues. The first issue came out in November, the very end of November. And then issue 2 is currently out, but which I strangely found out that all sold out in almost every comic shop.
Really?
So, yeah, really sold out. It's crazy. And then lastly, we get to issue 3. But issue 3 was pushed back. It was supposed to be January 15th, but it's been pushed back to the 29th. So we're going to be late on that, and we won't get the resolve to this series until after we get to the first episode
of Picard.
Yeah.
Which is a bummer.
I know, because this is kind of like, I can kind of feel where this is going to lead already. Mm-hmm. Which we'll get into it. But it's, I think this is what his, like, Picard's disillusionment with the Federation afterward, what's right. Going to happen. So that's where I think it's all going right here. Just real quick, before we get into full spoilers, Holly, what did you think about these first 2 issues of a comic? I know you're not like, you do read comics, but you're not like, that's not your go-to.
Right. I really enjoyed it. And I've never, I'm a book hoarder. I'm essentially a dragon. It's like I just need all of the books and shiny things, and
get off my pile of books.
Yeah. But I do have like a tablet and a Kindle app, and I actually purchased these on Kindle, and it was actually really fun to see this on an e-reader.
And you can like expand like the pages too, so you can get closer, you can look at details and stuff. Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that was really neat. And of course I loved it. And I was like, really, this is it?
Yeah.
You know, when you read a book, there's so much, and then comics are so condensed and short, and, you know, a lot is said in the photos rather than, or in the imagery rather than in the pages. So yeah,
The story moves slower sometimes in comics.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to know, and now we have to wait. And when I read the first 2 back to back, I knew that I didn't have too long to wait for the 3rd issue, and now it's longer. So it's like,
now you have. Well, I mean, technically, by the end of the month we'll get it. So
yeah,
but it's good 20-some days away, if not longer. So. Yeah.
But I enjoyed the art and everything. So
yeah, the art was fantastic. The artist is Angel Hernandez. I don't know if Angel Hernandez is, I'm assuming it's a man, but it could be a girl.
Yeah.
I don't But he or she did a wonderful job. And the writers is Kristen Byers and Mike Johnson. I guess Kristen Byers is a writer for the actual Picard series. And Mike Johnson is a longtime Star Trek comic author, like writer. So they must work together to do the spacing for the comics. So, you know, like how to tell the, because it's different. Like if you're a typical author, you're just going to write, right? You're like, you're going to describe every scene and you're going to, but you have to change your kind of like writing style somewhat to be almost like, you know, panel by panel for each page and, you know, just how the pacing goes. It changes quite a bit for comics. So
you have to say a lot with a little.
Yes. And it's almost like writing almost, I would say like a, like a odd movie script, because you're describing scenes, but you're not. But the scenes are static. Obviously, you're not changing like a movie would. So, but yeah, I thought this was fun. I thought the art, like you said, was great. I think the story is compelling for the first two issues and has me interested. I kind of see where it's going to go, which we'll get into. But I think this is. This is a great backstory for this series, and I'm glad that I think you suggested it, didn't you?
Yeah, I wanted to do a book, and when we were trying to figure out which book to do, you had mentioned there was a comic.
Yes. Yeah, and you're like, let's do that. Oh, and by the way, I did get that book too for you, so I'm
going
to send that with you because I went to I saw they had a whole bunch of it. We'll disclose that book at a later time, probably after the Picard series. So
yeah,
because Picard is, you know, pretty important show.
Yeah, new information.
So if you haven't read the comics and you don't want to get spoiled for you, we're going to get into full spoilers. So this would be a great time for you to, you know, turn the podcast off and maybe save it for later. If you don't care and you just want to hear all the spoilers, definitely continue to listen. And I hope you do pick these up. And I'm sure they'll have them out as a small trade back collection for all three comics sooner or later.
So. Yeah, and I got mine, like I said, on Amazon through their Kindle app, and they were very inexpensive.
Mm.
So,
yeah, so
easy to
get your hands on for sure. Yeah. So the comic starts off in on Earth, and we at the year 2386, and we're seeing two Romulans in Picard's vineyard. And these are the Romulans, Zaban, and what's the other? Laris. So Zaban is the man, and Laris is the woman, and they're talking how they have a debt, not a debt, but like they owe Picard, and they have to protect him, and they have, because Picard risked everything for them. So
it seems like they're in trouble, too.
Yeah, there's something else going on. But so they're actually at Picard's vineyard from back on Earth in France. So, and we're kind of led that these two Romulans have some backstory that we're going to find out later on who they are and what they're about. From there, we jump backwards in time by year. This is 2385, and we get Geordi LaForge. He is now he is a commander, and he is working over at the Utopia Felicia fleet yards, where he's building a rescue fleet for Picard, who is now an admiral at that. And the rescue fleet is to rescue the Romulans. Apparently the Romulans, their star is going to go supernova, and they've known it for, I guess, like 4 years. And they finally admitted to the Federation that,
because the Federation found out.
Yeah, the Federation found out, and they're like, "Well, I guess so. Yes, it's going to explode." Romulans that we know
so
are super secretive. They keep everything secret, and they don't like to. And they keep like they lie all the time, and they're always trying to like double cross and everything. So. This is so typical of Romulans. And even when it comes to saving their own skin, you know, they're not being honest with Starfleet or the Federation. So right. the Federation's like, we will build an armada of rescue vessels to come move all the Romulans that are in the blast zone of this impending supernova and get them away in safety. So the Romulan race will be safe. Unfortunately, your planet will be destroyed. So
right.
But
see your people will thrive. Get over it.
Yeah, your planet will be gone, but your people can go on. We see Geordi LaForge. Like I said, he is now overseeing all the ships being being constructed. I think that's pretty cool. You know, mm-hmm. Geordi is now like overseeing. I don't know how many ships they said, like 30 ships or more. I'm not sure, but it seemed like quite a bit. And I don't know if they gave a number exactly, but but it was cool to see him do that. And we get a call immediately to Picard. So I think that's like within like 3 or 4 pages, we get a full shot of Picard. And Picard's in the new Starfleet uniform. So what'd you think of the uniform?
It looks sharp.
Yeah, it's cool. I think it's like kind of a callback, but then they're also doing a little bit of the new stuff too. So it's a little in between.
Yeah, I really like it.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty neat. It doesn't like look out of place. And so they kind of give like the backstory of what's happening with the Romulans and how obviously Geordi's constructing the fleet. Picard is trying to broker everything between the Federation and the Romulans at the same time. And apparently the supernova is somewhere close to a year away. They're not quite sure when. It could happen sooner. It could it could happen later. They just don't know. But the scientists are saying it's going to happen sometime within a year.
Right.
So, but we do find out it's funny. Geordi mentions, would you rather go back to the Enterprise? And he says, I don't think the captain will give up the chair so easily. So mm-hmm. now they don't give away who the captain is.
But right.
We can only speculate. So I'm wondering if it's Worf. Because he says, and then he brings up that Will and Deanna are aboard the Titan. So they're on a ship together. So it might not be Worf. It could be Data. No, it can be Data. Data's gone.
Right.
Who else could it be? Barclay. Maybe it's Barclay. No, maybe not.
Who knows?
But I bet you, Holly, we're going to find out. I bet you we're going to get a Enterprise at the end sometime of the Picard series.
Oh, that'd be cool.
It'd be cool to see the new. But so the Enterprise, this the one that we see in the beginning, or not the Enterprise, but Picard ship is the Verity. It's a USS Verity, and it's an Odyssey class. And that's the same class that we're going to see if we do see the Enterprise. It's the same class we see as the Enterprise at this time period. So it's technically the same ship. I'm sure there's some differences, but it's technically the same ship. It's a cool looking ship. And I guess, I don't know this, Dave Duncan would know this better than me, but Star Trek Online has shows the Odyssey class Enterprise. So you can play that ship apparently. So, but Picard is in command of the Verity, and he is going on to a mission to save these colonists. And the colonists are UAT Beta. I believe that's the correct pronunciation to their.
I think that's how I read it.
Yeah, UAT Beta. UAT. Yeah, maybe UAT's better. So that's where they're heading off to. We do get the introduction at that time. This is a character we do see in the trailer, and she's the lieutenant commander. Her name is Rafi Musker. I'm sorry.
Musker?
Yeah.
I assume it's Musker.
Musker, thank you. And she's supposed to be like a Romulan specialist. Mm-hmm. Like she knows a lot about the Romulan people and culture and the only thing is, I felt a little weird is that she calls him JL.
I know.
And he's like, he still bothers you. I call you that. And he goes, she says, you like it when I call you that. And he says, that's debatable, but continue. Or something like that.
Sorry.
So he's definitely, they have like some kind of closeness. We don't know what it is, but they obviously they've served long enough that they feel comfortable with each other.
First names. Well, she feels comfortable with first names.
Right. But we know Picard's very formal. So this probably kind of gets him under his skin a little bit. So they go to the UAD Beta colony, and they are going to meet with the governor. And the governor is named, I think it's Cheyenne.
Are you sure it's not Taylor Swift?
It might be Taylor Swift.
Because it looks like Taylor Swift.
She's just going to shake it off. But they beam down to the colony, and they're met with armed guards. And when they get there, they meet with the governor. Actually, it's not the governor at first. It's the... Athos? Athos. That's correct, right, isn't it?
Let me see. I'm looking at it right now, but I don't see where they say his name or title.
Yeah, he's Major Domus Athos. I'm Athos.
Careful, Athos, yes.
Major yep. Domus to the governor. So I guess he's like the second command.
Yeah.
So they bring him out to this beautiful vista, and they're showing off the colony, and at first Picard's like, this is very open. I thought we'd be in a small room that we wouldn't be able to talk much or it wouldn't be able to see much because, you know, the Romulans are so secretive. Mm-hmm. And, but then the governor, Cheyenne, she comes and she's like, you know, we can be trusted here. We feel open to you and all that stuff. So, and she even
go where you want.
Yeah, and then she says, you know, she calls and says, Jean-Luc Picard, hero of the Federation, vanquisher of the traitor Shinzon. So, they little throwback to Nemesis right there. And then she goes in now, savior of the Romulan people. So she is giving him. Like a little accolades, and Picard kind of brushes it off. He's like, I'm just here to help you people. That's all. So,
but she's so evil. Like you can see it in the artwork.
She's so evil. Cause she's Taylor Swift.
Look what you made her do.
Look what you made me do. Look what you made me do. I, you know, for a man my age, I know way too much Taylor Swift. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway,
kids.
Yeah, I do, and I do hear it, yeah, for sure. But they're going to do it like a tour and walk around the colony, and it's basically said they're not restricted to move around the colony; they can go anywhere they want. So, which is unusual for a Romulan colony or anything, you know, for a Federation person because they're so secretive and they they don't like anybody moving around whatsoever. So. They walk down and Picard is introduced or shown a vineyard. And obviously Picard's, you know, grew up in a vineyard. So this is like meaningful. Yeah. He's like, ooh, you got grapes here. so he goes to check out the vineyard and he's checking out the grapes. And then when he looks up, after he's looking at the grape, he sees that they have these helpers, native helpers, and they are sentient. And Picard is saying, there's a native population in this world. And he says, of course. Why would that be unusual? We have gifted them with the benefit of the Romulan civilization in return for their labor. And then Raffi says, it sounds like forced labor. And he's like, how many are there? He says, across the planet, it's possibly 4 to 5 million. So, and he just called, you know, the Romulans dismiss them as primitives.
Mm-hmm.
And says, and Picard then answers back, we were told there's only 10,000 needed to evacuate, not 5 million. We're not capable for that.
Yeah.
And the Romulans are like,
well, we're not taking them with us.
No, they're staying.
Fuckers.
Yeah, they don't understand. We don't really like them. We're just like, using them for their work, you know?
Right.
And Picard's like, these are sentient beings. Our mission is not simply to save the Romulans, it's to save every advanced life form we can.
Which, and, I had this thought when I read that part, like, what about, like, birds and bugs? Like,
You can't
just take those out of their habitat. Like, you couldn't take some random slug from this planet, put it on another planet, and expect it to thrive.
That's true. I think that makes reminds me of, you know, how they have, like, up in the Arctic, they have a seed bank where they keep all the seeds of all the plants in case there's ever, like... Have you heard this?
I've heard it. And
it's a seed bank where they have tons of seeds, so in case, like, there's some cataclysm in the future where, like, Earth is decimated, that someday somebody could find those seeds and regrow things on Earth.
Mm.
Assuming we have an atmosphere and...
Those are, like, the top... tier doomsday preppers right there.
We're not surviving
but the planet will.
Right, exactly. I would assume that most of these planets, especially like Romulus, the main Romulan planet, would have, like, I don't know if you want to call it Noah's Ark, but like the idea that they would keep specimens as much as possible. And I'm sure there's scientists even on this colony at UAT Beta that would take as much sampling as they could to preserve that. But who knows, right? So,
who
I don't
knows?
Know. But,
these damn Romulans ain't going to tell us.
Yeah, they're not going to tell us anything. So Picard says, take me back to the governor. And the governor
like,
just
I'm
said,
taking everyone or no one, pretty much.
Right. And the governor says, you're overacting. And basically, they're just like, Picard's like, I cannot, in good conscience, leave a whole sentient race of people here to be destroyed by the supernova on this colony.
Right.
And just to save a couple, I don't know how many said, 10,000 or so. Mm-hmm. There, 10,000 to evacuate when there's like 4 to 5 million to take off.
Mm-hmm.
And, this is when the governor Cheyenne, she takes Picard and Raffi by prisoner, and the guards pull up their disruptors and they're like, yep, you're staying down here. Mm-hmm. And this is where they throw him into the prison, and Picard, we're left in issue one. Picard's in a prison and he says, I'm a fool, so trusting in the redemption of an old enemy, in my own abilities and the righteousness of my cause, and now years of hard work, years of struggles against such odds for naught, and now I can hear the unseen clock ticking. So he's in jail, where we get left off. So he's been imprisoned with his I think second officer, lieutenant commander. So
right,
so that's how
well,
we
she's
end.
Yeah, we don't see her anywhere.
No, because this is Picard, so we assume she's in a prison somewhere as well.
Mm-hmm.
Which that brings us to issue two.
Yes.
The cover of issue two shows Picard quaintly sitting in his prison cell. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, he looks kind of happy there. I assume he's got a bucket for going to the bathroom and
totally brooding.
He's like, they stuck me here with a stink bucket, and they didn't even clean it out. We come with the same Romulan couple that we saw before.
And this is the same writers and artists. It's same everything, yeah?
Yeah, it's the same everything for this, exactly.
Yeah.
But this time we're at this. So this was Zaban and Laris, I think her name is. And they are talking about risking everything for a human. And this is their... We don't know what's going on here, but they're obviously they know that Picard has been imprisoned. They know something's happening, and we don't know who these people are yet. But these are the same two couple we see at the very beginning at the vineyard, at Picard's vineyard in the very mm-hmm. beginning of issue one. So then we jump over to the governor's Cheyenne. She's having Picard at like a dinner table, and he's not eating, and she's basically saying that he basically doesn't want to talk to her, you know, because she's unreasonable. You know, they go back and forth between the validity of like slavery of the I don't know what you want to call them, the Uatans or Uatis. Did they give them a name? I don't know
Uats?
If they gave them a name. The Uats, thank you. And they were just basically like, you know, Picard's like, this is just slavery that you're using him for. You know, this is terrible. You can't, this is like, you know, barbaric kind of thing. And Governor doesn't really give a shit, you know? And
you're being racist pigs. So,
Picard just basically gets up off the table, leaves the table and says, take me back to my cell. And it's like, I'm not, you know, he says, I'm not give you what you want. This is a stalemate will end. And the when the reinforcements arrive for Starfleet and, Governor says, and will the Starfleet ransom win their beloved Admiral back? Everything I ask, I'm sure. And, so she's not changing, he's not changing, when all of a sudden there's an explosion in the room, right? And they assume at first that it's the Federation Starfleet that's attacking them. And the guards are going to take him back to a cell when he is liberated by the Uats. These are the native slaves, the native people from the Uat Beta. And he can't understand a word they're saying. Which is strange because they do have universal translators on them. Actually, I take that back. His communicator pin's off, so maybe he wouldn't be able to have any.
It was removed.
Yeah, so it's not like Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy where they have a babblefish put into his ear. So they pull him out, and they're basically. Shooting their way out of the governor's compound or whatever. And he wants to go liberate his second or whatever, second command or third command, Raffi. Out. So they shoot up the guards and she's out and he gives her a weapon and they basically are take off and basically saying, we got to shoot our way out of here, but we're just going to stun them. So
right. Only in self-defense.
Right, exactly. So they are taken out of the governor's palace and they're taken down into... they see the whole vineyards are burning as well. So that's kind of sad for Picard.
Right.
They're taken into we finally get to Picard meets these two Romulan couple and he met him before at the vineyard. That's right.
He was the vintner, winemaker, whatever they call him in this.
And his name, that's Zavan. And they bring him to this place where the waterfalls go upward.
Mm-hmm.
So that's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know how that works.
And I'm pretty sure they're like, they mention that they're advanced because they've got upside down waterfalls. And I'm thinking, that's the planet. Like, that's not really about the people now, is it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, it's cool. I mean, it's a cool little thing they threw in there. I'm not really sure if this has any. It'd be
how
interesting.
It plays into it, yeah.
If it plays at all into the story later on for issue 3. But it's a cool little thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be destroyed probably within a year or so.
Right.
Then Picard and Raffi meet Laris, which is Zavan's partner. And we find out that they both are one of the Tal Shiar, which is like their secret covert, CIA kind of thing, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just sent as like basically moles on the colony to just keep track of everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
they fell in love.
They did. They fell in love with each other. So
which is against the rules.
It is. I guess they're breaking all the rules. So what are you going to do? When you break one rule, you're going to break more rules. And then we jump back up to the Verity orbiting the planet. And they get a transmission.
Swifty pretends that...
Swifty. Taylor Swift calls
Swifty Shiana or whatever.
Yeah, Shiana. Yeah, she says that the Picard and Raffi have been killed, and during this attack, and she needs to talk to their home planet. She has to talk to them immediately. And the commander, what was his name here? Lieutenant. No, he says it somewhere. Oh, Lieutenant Newton.
Mm.
And. He says, yeah, he'll beam her aboard and they can make a priority call to Romulus and they
but
can
she
get...
tells them that the admiral was lost, and so was
yes, Raffi and Picard were both killed in the attack. So it's funny.
Or unaccounted for. Does she say?
She says killed, but he says unaccounted for. So he doesn't necessarily believe her right away.
She says dead.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry, they're dead. Who? What happened? Anyways, who's this? Is this Taylor Swift? I know, I'm sorry. She's dead.
Holy shit, Taylor Swift's calling me.
The old Taylor, what is it? Taylor, no, I'm sorry. She's
Taylor
dead.
Can't come to the phone right now. Why? Oh.
She's dead. Oh my God. What's going on with me? Why do I know so much Taylor Swift?
I don't know, Aaron, but it's wonderful.
It's very odd. So they we have a quick little meeting with Atlas, the and the governor, and basically they're going to go up onto the Verity, and they show that they've killed a whole bunch of the natives there, so they're all big pile of dead people. So, and then we are going to Picard's basically saying, hey, I got to get up to my ship if we're going to do anything, because I'm pretty much powerless down here on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to figure out what we're going to do. And Picard then also talks to the two Romulan Tal Shiar people, saying, like, you're going to be excommunicated from your people for what you're doing here. You know that, right? Like, this is your life as a Romulan is done. And they're just like, yeah, we pretty much figured that out anyway. So no matter what we do. So they're going to try to get back up to the ship, but the governor already beat Picard and crew and beams up to the Verity. And when they bring her into a room to make a channel, an encoded channel to the Romulan Senate, she has some command overrides and she takes over the Verity for herself. Mm-hmm. And she basically says that somebody gave her the codes to the Verity, but we don't know who it is.
Right.
And the lieutenant there, Newton, can't get control of the ship. And so that's where we left is now. Picard is now instead of in prison in a cell. He is basically can't get off the planet as we know. And she's taken his ship. So, and that's how we leave issue two is that's, they're stuck on the planet and the governor has taken over the Verity. And that is it. We don't know what's going to happen. I have some ideas. But I think that my printer just went off for some strange reason. We don't know what's going to exactly happen, but we do know that something's going to happen with Picard, his character, that he is going to be like, I can't work for the Federation anymore.
Right.
Do you want me to give you my idea, or do you want to go with your idea? I think the Federation is going to come down to UAT Beta and say, listen, Picard, we know how you feel about these natives living down here, but they're not important to us. Our mission is to save the Romulans only. And Picard and the UATs are going to be left to save themselves, which they're primitive, so they don't have space technology. So... And I think that's what's going to happen. Obviously, somehow, in some shape or form, I'm assuming they'll get the Verity back from the governor before everything's over. But that's where I'm at with that. I don't know how else it could play out.
Well, what if... I mean, we don't know when the star is going to... gonna go.
It could happen in a day, it could happen in like 2 years, you know.
Yeah. What if he decides that he's going to save the UATs?
Oh, he and goes both. Okay.
And leaves the Romulans there and basically condemns them to death because of what this bitch did.
Y'all bastards. Y'all go and burn.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like So I don't know what she, I don't know what Xian is talking about when she's talking about, you know, undermining the empire and all that. But it just seems like this is setting up for either of those scenarios. You know, Picard is obviously, whatever happens, Picard is going to feel very distraught over the outcome of what's going to happen.
Right.
And that's definitely going to lead to him taking a step back.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. It's weird that they would get so, like, the governor's agency is so bizarre to me. Like, why is she doing what she's doing? You know, like, other than her just saying, like, I don't care about these, the UATs, like, I really don't care what happens to them. I can understand maybe that, because that's just how they're, that's their prerogative as the Romulans are. Mm-hmm. But I don't understand necessarily why she should be like, she's like, yeah, okay, save them, but get us off first. You know, I don't know, but that she puts them, you know, in, puts them in prison and stuff. It's just a weird twist for me. Like, it didn't, doesn't, it seems an odd thing that she would be, I would expect her to be a little more cunning, because what's the outcome of that anyways? And,
well,
or maybe the Romulans were planning to, oh, didn't she say that they were planning to, double cross him all along?
Yeah, so I'm looking at it right now, actually. One of the Tal Shiar agents, the female, she says that there are still many in the Empire who believe that your mission is one of sabotage and not rescue.
Right, that's right. That's it. Yeah, okay, it wasn't the governor. It was the, was it Lara saying that? Yes, Lara saying that. She said that to Picard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would make sense a little bit with the governor's agency, why she would decide to imprison them and not trust mm-hmm. them, and maybe even take the, it still doesn't save. And the other side of this all, Holly, is that, like, why is, I mean, I understand the Federation is trying to help the Romulan people, that makes sense to me, but like mm-hmm. why wouldn't the Romulans have enough ships to pull their people off?
They should.
I know. Like, weird, right?
Yeah, I agree, like, with that. Like, what brought you there? Did they just, like, drop you off and say, all right, see you in 200 years?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what?
Exactly. I don't know. It's weird to me, too. I mean, like, you have 4 years, so if the Federation can build a rescue armada, why can't they start building a rescue armada?
And why didn't the Romulans act in the first place? Like, yeah. They kept it a secret, right?
Right.
But they weren't taking measures to rectify the problem.
Yeah.
They were just like, I guess we're going to die. Yeah. Don't maybe tell anyone.
Maybe this is like a play out of Krypton.
Yeah.
You know? And they're going to go. And yeah, I know. This is what, and like Superman comes from Krypton, comes from Romulus. I mean, it's weird to me, too, but I mean, it's like, I understand that it goes in line with the Federation thinking all along. It's like, yes, of course we have to save them. We have to help the Romulan people. And now they'll be more trusting of us. They'll be, you know, they'll want to be part of the Federation possibly,
mm-hmm.
you know? So yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing. I mean, for sure. I don't know. I feel that, you know, maybe there's more to it that we'll find out in issue 3, that maybe the deception of the Romulans go even deeper.
There are so many things that have to happen in one issue.
I know. Like, what was that?
Yeah.
Honestly, it should have been stretched out a few more issues.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a cool story. I like what's happening so far. It's very interesting. But I mean, mm-hmm. it's like, I kind of felt like you could go a little more in depth, because they, yeah. like you said, they got to wrap it all up in like one comic. And, you know, I was there like 30 pages for these suckers in here. Yeah. Like this one's like 36 or something like that. And I don't even know if all of them are, a lot of them's like extra artwork and shit like that, you know, that they show in here. I don't know how yours comes on the digital, but,
two. So, and in the digital, it's just two or three extra art pieces. Uh-huh. One art piece on this one, one set photo, and the other one it was two art pieces and one set photo. And then it's like previews of other comics, other Star Trek comics.
Yeah, actually, yeah, with all that in mind, I just counted out. I think there's only like 24 pages. That's a typical comic too. A typical comic's only 24 pages anyways.
But they set this whole thing up and now they want to end it in one episode, like one issue, like okay. This is going to be a wild ride.
Yeah, I know. Things are going to have to move really quickly. Mm-hmm. You know. So maybe the governor taking over the Verity is just a great way just to end the comic as a cliffhanger kind of thing, like you know, like, what's happened next? Now she's got command, or she's got control of the Verity, you know? Maybe yeah. she'll try to attack it, or maybe she'll blow the Verity up, or something like that. Or, who knows? But, that, it's just odd to me that, that would be a play that she would take.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe she'll pull the Romulans off the planet as fast as they can, evacuate the planet with the Verity, and leave the Picard. Yeah, and leave Picard and everyone and Raffi down on the planet and fly away. That could happen, too.
That could happen.
Ruin them, technically.
I was thinking earlier in issue one that it was odd, and you mentioned it, too, that it's odd that she would give them roaming privileges. And, you know, she says in the first one, obviously, you know, Romulan Senate law states that you must not be unaccompanied and you have restricted access to our land and our people and our knowledge. And she's just like, but I don't fucking care. Go have fun.
I don't care. Do what you want.
Yeah. And it was just like, okay, is she going to, because, you know, like I said, she just looked evil.
Yeah.
So, like, was she planning on getting the ship then while right. he was out and about? What yeah. was strategic about that, about letting him see? Did she want him to see what she was up to? Did she want to start a conflict? Like, what?
I don't know. That's yeah, it's really yeah, why was she, if she knew anything about humans or even Picard, wouldn't she be like, yeah, he might be kind of freaked out by this?
Yeah.
And then, like, what is she? Maybe this is. Maybe she just played this all out because she knew this was all going to happen one way or the other.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a hard one to figure out. But I'll tell you what. That's the thing with Picard is that, you know, he's willing to sacrifice everything for his ethics and morals. So, mm-hmm. and I don't know. I mean, that's a lot of people to pull off the planet, 4 to 5 million. Yeah. And then what about like the Prime Directive? They might just say, hey, you know, these are primitives, they're pre-warp. I know that the Romulans colonize this planet, but we really aren't supposed to do anything with them. That could be another thing.
Yeah, but once a pre-warp society has been exposed to.
I know, it's so sketchy. It's so
whatever.
it's such a sketchy, you know, like philosophy or whatever.
So many loopholes.
I know, right? It's like what? I don't know. It makes sense in some aspects, but other things is like I don't know. Like I guess they saw the Romulans. They know that other races exist.
Mm-hmm. You know?
I'm sure the Romulans the humans aren't the only people that visit the planet since the colony was established.
They had their own weaponry.
Mm-hmm.
So perhaps they have the technology and the Romulans are just so focused on themselves that they haven't realized that the populace is more advanced than they believe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's a good point. Maybe there's more going on that we don't even know. Maybe they have. Maybe then squirreling away dilithium crystals to build their own warp engine, you know? Yeah. So who knows?
And we know by Sulu that you don't have to be Sulu, right?
For what?
From Discovery? Saru.
Saru, yeah, sorry.
I was like, Sulu is not the
alien. I didn't know where you were going with that, so I wasn't Saru. Sure. Yeah.
That you don't have to be, have warp technology to be, I wouldn't say worthy of the world, but
right.
to be smart enough and right. to be advanced enough.
Right, right. Yeah, that's true. That's true. I have problems with that Saru scene. I mean, it's cool and all, but I was always like, what? So someone sends a message and you're like, hey, want to come on my magic spaceship? Yes, ma'am.
I mean, the yes, alternative is sacrificing myself to a beam of light. So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds great. Please take me. Yeah, I don't know. So it's cool. The story's great. The art's great. I still have, like you said, skepticism how they're gonna like wrap this up in one issue. Mm-hmm. But you know, it is what it is, and it might be fun. Might just give us just the fodder we need to start this this new series and find out what's haunting Picard with the Federation, why he left.
Yeah, so. Maybe we won't even actually find out. Maybe we'll just get flashbacks to the actual outcome.
Yeah, true.
Wouldn't that be frustrating?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I wonder if they'll try to make the UATs on in the show, or they'll just skip over that.
I mean, they are really cool looking, and I think they'd be very... Well, I mean, I'm not an effects makeup artist, but I feel like they'd be pretty easy to create.
Yeah, that'd be fun to show.
Yeah.
They kind of have like a Groot kind of look.
They yeah. remind me of something else. Yeah, I can see Groot, but they remind me of... Maybe the Silence. They kind of remind me of the Silence from Doctor Who.
I'm trying to think. Silence. I'm thinking Weeping Angels for some weird reason.
The Silence were...
Oh, that was the library? Matt
Smith era. They wear, like, suits.
Oh, yes. Yeah, oh, yeah, and yeah, so yeah.
They have, like, mouths and no eyes. They kind of...
That was such a great... Was that three-parter? Two-parter? That was the Impossible Astronaut, right?
Yeah, the Impossible Astronaut. They were in a few other episodes.
Yeah, I love that. That was great.
When they were introduced, it was around that time where that happened.
Yes. Cool.
But similar, like, constructed
yeah.
character. So, I mean, I think it could be done if they did want to put it in the show. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. That's great.
And, I mean, CG.
Honestly... It would be cool if, like, Picard hung out with a UAT that he saved, and they're, like, best friends and hang out the
maybe
whole time.
Maybe they tend his vineyard.
And maybe they're, like, yeah, now he uses them as slaves.
Maybe they're his business partners, okay?
You asshole! that would be cool. It'd be cool if he sort of, like, have, like, a Chewbacca friend. Because they talk, he can't understand a word they're saying, so they could say weird stuff, and you could just respond to him like, you know, no, I don't think that'd be a good idea. And he's like, how long did you say that was? You know, stuff like that. Like, we don't know what they're really asking, but.
Mm-hmm. Some big long gibberish sentence, and then he looks at him and he's like, he wants a Coke.
Yeah. He says he likes your hat very much. So yeah, I don't know. It's really fun. I'm glad they did this, and I know they've done this before. In fact, I was just looking while we were talking that this Angel Hernandez, he's got quite a history with a lot of different comics, but he keeps going back to the to Star Trek and a lot of stuff. So they did years and years ago, back in 2015, they did a Green Lantern crossover with Star Trek. So it looks like that Angel Hernandez did that. He did some of the stuff for some other, like, I don't know what you want to call it, like spinoff of the JJ Star Trek as well. And then he also did some stuff for Transformers. So, yeah, it seems like he's been quite busy for an artist. So, and he's very talented. So, his work is beautiful. So I'm It's sometimes like these stuff that they produce the art. It's like so like slapped together. It's mm-hmm. like it detracts. This does not. So that's why I was happy. The story is good. And the art's good. And it flows decently well. I still am dubious about how it's going to all end this last issue, but
we're going to be so excited about Picard that
we'll be like, yeah, whatever that issue.
Right. We're going to have to figure out when we're going to actually talk about that issue. Because like, we're going to want to talk about it on the show.
Maybe we'll have to dovetail it into one of the Picard shows as well.
Yeah. You know, we might have to read it and sit on it until we find a good time to bring it up, depending on the story.
Yeah. Good point. Excellent point. Yeah. I don't think there's really much more to say about these two. I really enjoyed this, and I'm glad we talked about it. And super excited about talking about Picard, and it's only a few weeks away, so it's going to be great to see Picard in action and see how they tell the story. I mean, we got, you know, Picard, we got the Borg and Romulans, and it just seems like it's like just so crazy. Anything can happen.
It's going to be exciting. Yeah, I keep hearing things about like this second trailer and all, and I can only find the one trailer on CBS.
You know, I haven't gone and chased it down either. I'm at this point, I'm like, I don't need to see any more. What else are they going to show me? Just let me see the show now.
Right. I keep seeing like articles and theories, and I'm like, that's not in the fucking trailer I've seen. Like, go away. Like, stop it.
I know. I've been kind of like, I saw it came out, like, I don't know, was it 2 weeks ago? It was right around Christmas time when it came out. I think it was right around that time. And I was like, I was tempted to watch it. I was like, you know what? I don't really need to watch it now. It's like, I know what kind of where we're going with this. And I don't think I need to go any further now. I just want to watch the show and watch it like unwrap itself and reveal itself to us, and we can kind of digest it episode by episode. So
that's how I watch Discovery.
Yeah, Discovery is great for that. Actually, all of them are great, especially you know, going back and watching it like in a like, you know, from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun to do because you can kind of digest it better, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know. So let's wrap this one up, and we will be talking about Picard very, very soon about this new series. It's like
around the corner.
Yeah, it's so close. It's unbelievable. It's so close. It's unbelievable. It's this close now.
January. Like this holiday season flew by fast.
Oh my God, so fast. I can't believe we're like in the beginning of January. I the only thing I'm happy is 2020 is so easy to remember. So
is it?
Because I won't be like 2019, 2018. You know, like, I won't be like constantly forgetting. So
I can't remember. I said something the other day that was like, it was supposed to be 2020, but it was like 2020, and I was like, I confused myself.
I don't know. Gosh darn it. I don't know when it is. It's somewhere.
I don't know where I am.
I don't know when I am. How about that? It's even more fun. You should just say that one time, just like out in the middle. It's like, I don't know when I am. They'll be like, what?
What year is it?
I'm a time traveler.
Well, thank you for doing a book. It was fun.
Yeah, it's super fun. I'm glad we talked about this. It's so fun to talk about a comic and so fun to talk about this kind of like pre-story of Picard and how it's all going to come out. So
stuff that people typically don't see or hear of are the comics if you're not really into comics. So I think it's really awesome that they do it. And there are actually quite a few.
Yeah. There's a lot out there.
Of these Star Trek comics.
Yeah, there's quite a bit. There's a bunch out even for the for Discovery as well.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
Okay, Holly, let's wrap this up. Well, thank you so much for downloading and finding our podcast and listening. I hope that you get the chance to share this with your friends. You can support the show by sharing with on social media or just letting other people know. If this show is valuable, please go to our Patreon and support us there, patreon.com/Synthaholics. It's a great way to support us and help us out. As Holly said in the you can tweet at us, you can email us, and you can contact us on Facebook if you have any ideas or different thoughts about this Picard comic series that we're covering here today. So, all right, Holly, well, get ready. Picard's coming.
I'm so excited.
It's like Santa Claus, except thinner and speaks with a British accent.
And I feel like I've known this one my whole life.
Yes. Well, until then, live long and prosper, one and all.
McCoy, my boy, come mix me a drink. Before the night's over, I'll puke in the sink. And we'll cry till we laugh. And we'll both shit our pants. You're the best drinking friend.